Japanese companies have a deserved reputation for sobriety, and there's nothing more staid and sober than a Japanese bank. But one bank is trying to change that, starting a laughter club for its employees. The experiment is taking place in Osaka, a city considered to be Japan's comedy capital. NPR's Eric Weiner reports.
At first glance, the Hakko Credit Bank looks like any other in Japan. Employees are working at full tilt, heads down, eyes focused on the task at hand. Desks are arranged in neat squares, no partitions or any attempts at privacy here. It's all business. But a closer look reveals a hint of a smile on many workers. This is what the bank's executive director calls a genki na ginko, a happy bank. Masao Nakagawa encourages his employees to join the bank's comedy club, a chance for them to try their hand at something called manzai. One character plays the tsukumi, the straight man. The other plays the boke, the idiot. The banter is rapid fire and often hilarious. Nakagawa says the comedy club has improved bank morale, even now during Japan's worst economic slump since World War II. Those who join the comedy club have changed a lot, he says. They've gained self-confidence and motivation. Our business results have also improved. There's no doubt about it, the age of laughter is upon us. Nakagawa is Japan's apostle of laughter. He's written several books on the benefits of laughter in the workplace and gives about 80 lectures a year on the subject. His clients include some of Japan's mega corporations, such as Panasonic. It seems only natural that Japan's laughter movement would take root in Osaka. People here love to laugh. They even elected a mayor who was a former comedian. But Osakan comedy is not reserved for professional comedians. No interaction here, however brief, seems complete unless it ends with a joke. Hiroshi Inoue is chairman of the Japan Humor Society.
They use laughter and humor in everyday life. This atmosphere is very different from Tokyo. I think Osaka City is a very unique city.
And Osakans are not afraid to make fun of themselves. Yuko Kawanishi is an Osakan native, currently exiled to Tokyo.
What I really like about Osaka's people's attitude about each other and life is they can sort of detach themselves from the situation and sit back and they can really laugh at themselves. You have to be a very sophisticated person to be able to do that.
But Tokyo people consider their Osakan brethren anything but sophisticated. Crass, offensive are two of the most common words they use to describe residents of Japan's second largest city. The rivalry between Osaka and Tokyo dates back hundreds of years. Osaka, a merchant city, was briefly Japan's capital, but beginning in the 1700s, it was eclipsed by Tokyo. Ever since, it has lived in Tokyo's shadow. Prime Minister Yoshiro Mori once referred to Osaka as the Spittoon of Japan. His comments infuriated many Osakans, but Yuko Kawanishi concedes there might be some truth to it.
Well, because of apparent directness and sharpness of their language, they are often looked down upon by Tokyo people as vulgar, rude. But, what can I say?
Osakans don't seem to mind the criticism doled out by Tokyo. They are convinced their food is tastier, their language more colorful, and certainly their sense of humor better developed. Osaka's energy even infects foreigners who make their home here. Chad Mullane, originally from Australia, has lived in Osaka for the past 3 years. He is one of the few foreigners to master the Osaka dialect and the Osaka attitude.
When I went to Tokyo, it just makes you feel sick. The language that they're speaking, because it just sounds so plastic, the way they're talking. They're not speaking from their heart at all. The Osaka people, not all of them, but most of them, they speak from the heart.
Whether you like it or not.
Whether you like it or not, yeah.
And if you don't like it, any Osakan will tell you, then shut up and move back to Tokyo. Eric Weiner, NPR News, Osaka.